two things that why he fell. Number one, his last name was Carr. Unfair. Completely unfair, but that was one. And number two, everybody overanalyzed the USC bowl game in terms of how he performed against USC. And everybody's like, oh, look how he did against big competition. And I think too many scouts said he didn't do a great job in that game and started to say, well, he can't rise to the occasion. Instead of saying, look at the entire body of work he's had. Look how he throws the ball here at the combine. Look at his pro day. And that's where he fell a little bit. But I think it was unfair because I think we put too much emphasis on one game instead of and thinking of his last name instead of like, let's evaluate his release mechanics, because he has as quick a release as Aaron Rodgers or anybody in the league. He's a huge difference maker. I was a huge proponent of him prior to the draft. I think I was the only person on ESPN saying I think he's a first-round quarterback. But obviously Reggie McKenzie saw what the right things about him and didn't worry about the name on the back of the jersey. He watched what he did with the football in his hand. It's special. I think Derek's there. Like, I think Derek's already a top-10 quarterback in the NFL. Now it's just a matter of how far can he take it. But he doesn't have to do more. It's just like what they're trying to do now. Let's surround him with some more talent. Let's surround this defense, get the ball back to him a little more often, and he'll be fine because he's that good. Derek's that good.